Hello there. Welcome to the Mind Forge. I'm your host, Alex Nova. This first episode will be like, why the Mind Forge? Why am I doing this? So it's a little personal, it's a little professional. But let's just start with the name, Mind Forge. Why did I choose the name Mind Forge? Well, I think the mind is our most powerful tool. It's our strongest ally. It's our worst enemy. The forge is where we build tools. So if the mind is our most powerful tool, that forge, we are the forge, okay? And we are here, well, it is in our interest to work on our mind, to craft, create, modify, to build it into what we want it to be, to build it into our ally instead of letting it become our enemy. If you're listening to this podcast, I would imagine that, well, you are looking for something mental, something on the mind, on mindset. This is definitely a mindset podcast. So you already have a suspicion that your mindset is important to you, that it's powerful, that it can help or it can hinder you. So I probably don't have to tell you that. We're definitely going to talk about that in, you know, all these future episodes. And we're going to look into the anatomical aspects of the mind, the like physiological way that the mind affects you. You know, we're gonna go into what the mind really is. You know, is it just a brain? Is it just your head brain? Is it a combination of your head, heart, and gut brains and all the other brains in your body? Does it even exist as something you can touch? You know, we'll explore all of this. So why do I want to talk about this? Why do I want to talk about mindset? Why am I going so far as to talk into a microphone and posting it out there on the internet for you to listen to or for no one to listen to? Why do I think this is so important? My personal is, you know, I have seen over and over again how my mindset has screwed me over so many times, you know, putting my own foot in my mouth, or much worse. I have also seen how my mindset has allowed me to achieve and break through barriers, things that I didn't think were really possible, or things that, you know, other people or didn't think I would ever do. I've seen that over and over again. I've also seen in my personal life how mindset has just destroyed members of my family. And that's the biggest reason that I want to go into this, because yeah, it's great to share success stories of mindset. But for me, a lot of why I want to do this is because I'm tired of the failures. I'm tired of seeing the destruction that mindset can wreck, how it just wrecks havoc on families. I saw mindset destroy my parents' marriage. My dad was unable to shake the fear that he had. His mindset was often wrapped up in this fear of being seen as weak. You know, self-image, self-image fear was what often dominated his mindset. It led to alcoholism, eventually destroyed his entire life. Went from being a successful business owner, opened multiple businesses, software, internet service provider stuff, to having to get rid of both of them, to eventually getting cirrhosis, eventually getting divorced, to dying before the age of 60 to alcoholism, right? His younger brother, similar story, died from alcoholism before the age of 60. They died months apart from the same cause. I'm not entirely sure what his brother's major fear was. We didn't have as close of a relationship, so I didn't really ever pry that out of him. But his chosen way to medicate that fear was alcohol. Their father, same thing. Their dad was an entrepreneur, built a multi-million international company. They built insulated panels used all over the world, and he had to leave that business because he couldn't manage his mind, essentially. Multiple stress-induced heart attacks. He was an alcoholic. I basically watched him wither away, just basically gave up on life. He went from someone that would go on offshore fishing trips on his yacht to spending all day sitting in a chair with his headphones on, watching the military or the History Channel, taking his daily trip to the fast foods, fried seafood restaurant. And that was it, day after day for years, until he just finally, his body just stopped functioning. So those are my personal reasons, me and my family. My professional reasons is, I've spent the last 4 years working for a fire department as a fireman EMT. Depending on the day, I'm either on the fire truck or I'm on an ambulance. I spent a year on an ambulance in downtown Myrtle Beach, and I saw most of the time the worst parts of mindset. If mindset was a superpower for most of these people that I was interacting with, it was an evil superpower. Overdoses after overdoses after overdoses. You also get all kinds of different anxiety driven calls, or people just, they lose the ability to manage their minds in the most basic way, to where they're having a panic attack and they're totally unable to get a hold of their own bodies. Their breathing gets carried away. They can't stand up. They're having a panic attack. If you ever seen anyone have a panic attack, it's an awful thing. In a lot of ways, it's incredibly, I don't want to say pathetic, but it's like what one person would think is incredibly easy, I'm just gonna not worry about that. The other person cannot do anything but worry about it until they lose the ability to have free will because their body has took over. And this all goes down to mindset. And we'll talk about how your anatomy can predispose you towards certain physiological reactions, which everything is in a circle, the body, the mind, your anatomy, your physiology, and anatomy affects the mind affects anatomy. The physiological reactions, they can happen from the mind, they happen from the body. It all loops back in on itself. So there's a lot of reasons that can be, but there's simple reasons that the mind, they explain why the mind is so powerful, and it can explain why it can be your ally, and it can explain why it can be your enemy. So, you know, in this job as a fireman, EMT, I see it all the time. Most of the time I see why, how the mind can be your enemy. I mean, if someone's calling 911, it's probably because of a bad reason. It's not probably because they're having a great day. And most of what we respond to are EMS calls. And most EMS calls are mindset driven. They're diseases caused by choices. You know, you choose not to exercise, you choose not to get sunlight, you choose not to eat well, you choose to overindulge in substances. All that will make you sick. Chronic disease is more often than not mindset driven. Overdoses, mindset driven. Now, while arguments could be made that there's an anatomical reason, and again, we'll get into how the anatomy influenced the mind. The way that all of this is solved is mindset. We can't really throw pills and hope the pills affect the mind. It's not how it works. It's how we are taught. It's what we're taught, that you can take this pill and it'll modify the chemicals in your brain, and it'll change your mood, and you'll be a better version of yourself. But it's not fixing the problem. If you want to fix the problem, if you want to take control of your mind, if you want to forge your mind to be your greatest ally, forge your mind so that you are the best version of yourself, you have to put in the work. And that's what this podcast is all about. That's what the Mind Forge is all about. What is the work? How can you do it? How do you forge your mind into the best tool in your toolbox? And that really is what the mind is. It is your best tool. The most powerful tool you have is your mind. It is either going to, you know, help you, or it's going to hinder you. And that's what I want to explore. I want to explore stories of people coming to this realization and putting it to work. I want to explore ancient, time-tested methods for forging your mind. I want to explore the most modern science into this topic, how contemporary medicine is proving the power of your mind and demonstrating, and how it's demonstrating, what techniques it's showing are effective at forging your mind. So, again, welcome to the Mind Forge. I'm your host, Alex Nova. And yeah, welcome to the ride. Peace.